this year's awards have been very encouraging compared to what we saw last year and last 2 years. The only blight on this year's celebration has been the absence of the president or his vice president. Over the years, it has always been the practice that the president of the nation or his vice normally attends such a program for us. Unfortunately, this year, I don't know what really happened, but we didn't have such a high power representation at the National Best Teacher Award. But at least the minister in charge of teacher education was there. But we wanted to see a presidential representation in the person of the president himself or the vice.
But what difference would it have made if the president in person had been there?
The president is the number one person in this country. A handshake from the president is more rewarding than any other person in this country. And that is why everybody craves to see the president at his ceremony. And so to miss the presence of our president and his vice at the program is really a blight on the program.
Many are asking that this day be made a statutory public holiday. Is it something that NAGRAD supports?
Yes, NAGRAD has always led that advocacy for this day to be declared a holiday. For us, we think that if it will not be a statutory holiday for every Ghanaian, at least for the teachers who this day is meant for, can be given that opportunity to celebrate it well by being given that holiday. Over the years, what we see is that as the National Best Teacher Award was going on in Koforidua, all the schools in Koforidua were also in progress. Teachers were there teaching. And so the people who are being celebrated are at the workplace working, and those who are supposed to join them to celebrate the at the party are the people rather celebrating. We think that it is not right.
Contributing to the program, the secretary of the Ghana National Association of Teachers, David Ofori Echampong, said publicity on the celebration was poor, adding that the awards did not cut across the country. Mr. Echampong also shares the idea of making the day a statutory public holiday.
The celebration was one-sided. It didn't cut across the whole nation.
When you say they didn't cut across the whole nation, what do you mean?
You have people who are looked at from the district, the regions, to the national. So the overall person who emerges as the best national farmer takes his award at the national celebration. At the same time, you have Regional Farmers Day and District Farmers Day. The same procedure is used in selecting our best. We have them picked from the district and sent to the region. Those who don't make the regional grade are back at the district as the best teachers there. And then from the region, it comes to the national. I do not see why that over the years, our employers have not thought of the fact that we need to do something of that same nature. I think we've gotten to a point where we should make it of a more national character than what we're doing.
Beyond that, is there something else that you feel that going forward we should add or use to perfect what we have today?
Well, I think that if we're able to spread it across the region of the study, that'll be a first step of perfecting it and making people feel the impact of it. Because people should appreciate the work that we do. I mean, look at the publicity that heralds. It was terrible. I mean, the whole day, even the national protest, nobody carried a story of the World Teachers Day. It should tell you the kind of enthusiasm that our whole ministry is able to generate to sustain the day. And I think it's pathetic. If this is how we're going to continue to celebrate.
Do you think that the day should be made a statutory public holiday?
If it's not being a statutory holiday, it should be a day that teachers are exempted to go to work, so that at least, even if you're not being awarded, you can join your colleagues to celebrate your achievement.
The chairman of the Ghana National Education Campaign Coalition, Bright Appiah, was of the view that making Teachers' Day a holiday is not important. Rather, the welfare and condition of teachers should be of paramount interest.
Holiday is something that we would not support in the sense that we recognize the work of teachers and that we believe that teachers need to be celebrated for the good work that they are doing. But lifting it up to the status of a public holiday, for me, will not change the substance of the issue that we have to deal with as far as the teacher is concerned. Because the role that they play, I think that it goes beyond the issue of statutory holiday. We need to acknowledge them and give them the best. For instance, as the General Secretary mentioned, that every single constituent assembly must take it upon themselves to celebrate teachers at that level. Even at the community level, we need to recognize the work that they are doing. But so far as I'm concerned, I don't think that a holiday is a medium for which we can address that issue. But constantly, we need to single out the teacher and talk about them and ensure that their welfare is in the safe hands. What I believe in is that once we have a day like this, we should take time to reflect on the things that we are doing to our teachers and what we are doing for them so that we can improve their lifestyle. But again, we've also realized that we are not taking the day as taken for other holidays and all that. Probably that is what is calling for the statutory holiday. But beyond that, I think that the welfare and the condition of the teacher should be of a paramount interest for us.
And the impression is that some of the children do not even know that this day is for their teachers. Does that motivate the teacher?
Exactly. That is where the issue is. You know, we have not because we are not paying so much attention to the teacher, it reflects in everything that we do to the extent that you have described, you know, where children cannot even know that today is a day that they need to acknowledge their teacher, probably even sing a song in the class or have time with children, or children should also devote time to say good things or things that they have observed about their teachers and all that. That is the kind of atmosphere that we need to create for people to know that this is a contribution of a teacher. It is a personal issue that we have to deal with.
Chairman of the Ghana National Education Campaign Coalition, Bright Appiah.
The national best teacher, Faustina Cobson, has been explaining to Radio Ghana what the awards mean to her. She told George Asekwe that the award is a big win for women in the fight for gender equality.
Presently, I have been put on a higher platform. It means more work. To whom much is given, much is expected. So it means more work.
We've been talking of gender equality, and the cry has been that the men have dominated the scene for far too long. Today, women are dominating. Is that fair to you, to men?
Yeah, of course, it is fair. It is fair. We are all in the profession, and we are all doing our best. I think with this kind of thing, the women are motivated to put off their best.
So what will you tell young females who are in the teaching profession?
They should sit up. If they've entered the profession, they should just take it easy, learn more, and do what they are supposed to do. They are there to nurture, and so they should do what they are supposed to do. They should also humble themselves to the elderly ones and learn from them.
That was the winner of the 2017 Best Teacher, Faustina Cobson.